Hello, my name is Matthew Blair, and I'll be going through the development stages of my website. Please excuse any background noise heard throughout this podcast. A digital copy of the script can be found alongside this audio recording. Before the designing phases, I was approached by a client asking to demonstrate my understanding of technological skill, knowledge, and experience through the creation of a website for a local film distribution cinema chain. The criteria given by the client for the website were: a new logo designed for the cinema, a front page that promotes the films that are now showing and session times for said films, a second page that advertises coming soon films, including a brief synopsis about each of these films, a sign-up page to become a member of the cinema or cinema clubs, long page navigation, including external links to other cinemas and appropriate advertisements, as well as having the product be promoted towards a specific audience. These criteria must be met within 4 weeks with checkpoints at each week. To produce this website, I used my Dell laptop as my PC is broken and cannot be used to help create said website. An important thing to note is that the laptop runs using an Intel i3 processor and only 4GB of RAM. The main software used to make the website are Adobe's Dreamweaver, which was used to create and code the website, and Google Chrome, which was used to help further develop the website as a coding guide. Before diving into the HTML and coding aspects of the website, a basic wireframe was made to give a general idea of what the website will look like. This website was heavily inspired by the Event Cinema's official website, from the basic color scheme and user-friendly UI to its functions and structure. The wireframe for this website shows a front page which shows recommended films, a film search slash new films page dedicated to searching for or discovering films, a sign-up slash login page which will be shown as a pop-up in front of a current page that the user is on, an upcoming films page dedicated to showing and displaying films that are yet to be released, and a page dedicated to showing information about a certain film selected by the user. This page will also display session times and release dates, critic ratings, and age ratings. All these pages are followed by a predominantly black and gray color scheme with white text and orange highlights. Additional features found on some of the pages include session filters that follow the user on the page, sidebar menus, and video display. A big issue found while coding and designing the website is my lack of experience when it comes to HTML and CSS. To combat this lack of knowledge and experience, Google Chrome was used to act as a guide, helping me learn the HTML or CSS skills required to create certain aspects of the website. Despite this, because of my laptop, I couldn't copy and paste the code straight into Dreamweaver without overloading it. Because of this, progress was slowed as all code found on Chrome had to be manually typed onto Dreamweaver, with some bodies of code lasting multiple lessons to copy only for it not to work. A major issue found were my computer's amount of RAM and the amount of RAM needed to run both Google Chrome and Dreamweaver at once. My computer has only 4GB of RAM, with Dreamweaver's requirements needing 2GB to run. This added on to the RAM needed to run Google Chrome, which I use as a coding guide, causes both Dreamweaver and Google Chrome to frequently crash, leading to chunks of progress being lost. This was a major issue, resulting in little to no progress being made due to the frequent crashes, with some being caused by just clicking. One of these reasons for the frequent crashes were how the trackpad on my computer is used to scroll, a function that Dreamweaver can't handle and therefore crashes as a response. Other things like copying and pasting large bodies of text and using the split screen feature to see a live version of your developing website and the code used cause Dreamweaver to crash as well, further halting progress. By the time the product is due, I could not meet most of the requirements that the client outlined when the task was given. This is heavily due to my laptop specs, which was mentioned as a major problem previously that heavily slowed down progress. Research aspects of the website, like user following boxes and tables, sidebar menus with animations that could push contents, and functional pop-up menus couldn't be created due to the amount of code needed. My initial design proved too advanced, with too many features being crammed into each page, leading to me becoming overwhelmed trying to code a wireframe for each page. This led to only a small handful of features being shown in the final product, with most of it being reused, like top navigation and logos. When it came to hardware, I could not use my personal computer due to it being broken, as well as not having enough to upgrade or purchase a new laptop. My choice in software was also limited. I tried using online software like Webflow, but it costed money to export, which led me to drop Webflow and continuing to try and use Dreamweaver. Because of the little progress that could be made, focusing on mechanics over aesthetics, my website couldn't show anything that suggests a target audience. Sadly, my time wasn't used effectively, mainly due to more important subjects like maths, English, and life skills getting in the way of completing the product outside of class, as well as the specs of my laptop mentioned earlier. Despite this, I learned a lot of useful skills when it came to HTML and CSS, learning code and discovering ways to save time which would prove very useful if the same task was given again. If the task was given again, there are a few things that I would change to help improve the final product overall and help with workflow. One of the things that I would change is reducing the number of features on the wireframe and treat it as a foundation instead of a finished product. This is to both make creating the product less overwhelming as well as leaving space for new ideas to bloom while creating said foundation. Overall, this experience proved very interesting and fun. Despite failing the client's requirements, I was able to express myself and my creativity whilst learning useful skills at the same time. My name is Matthew Blair, and this was my podcast explaining my thought process and the designing process for my product. A digital copy of this script can be found alongside this audio recording.